You think the Bible teaches that Jesus loves unrepentant sinners? He loved the world, so it's a past tense act. Jesus died and shed his blood. But to tell, let's say, a practicing liar, a thief, a drunkard, a homosexual, whatever, to tell them that God loves them as they're practicing their sin. Why would you tell people of the world that God loves them? Who is God going to love in eternity? Who is God going to love ultimately?
Well, the repentant sinner.
Yeah. To say that, for me to stand here and tell people that Jesus loves them, that's actually a lie.
No, they need to.
You just said to tell. That we tell people that Jesus loves them. Actually, Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It says he's angry with the wicked every day. So the love of God is expressed in Jesus Christ. It's on that card, the gospel, his shed blood. And the only way to get that love, though, you're only going to get love or wrath. It's the only two you're going to get. The love of God in Christ, you'll be spared. You're going to get the wrath of God. The way to get the love of God is by coming through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and facing what he did, repenting. But here's where the most American church system, you guys probably go to a Sunday church system.
No, there's no church. We go to. We read the Bible.
You don't go to a church
Jubilees,
at all.
We've read Joshua. We've read.
Well, those aren't biblical books of the Bible.
The Bible represents by name. Jude is a copy paste from Enoch. Joshua chapter 10, where it says
that's another whole discussion.
Isn't this written in the book of Joshua?
Yeah, that's another whole discussion.
What
but anyway,
the
shed blood of Jesus calls you to repentance and to come out of the world.
Oh, correct.
To be born again by the Spirit of God. And when you're born again and you've repented, you come out of the world. This is Satan's culture that we're walking through. And you seek the kingdom of God, which is not, maybe you know that, the church systems are not the kingdom of God, no matter what it is.
Nor are they teaching the gospel.
I'm sorry?
Nor are they teaching the gospel.
The gospel, I agree. And so, but the thing is, when we're here, we meet a lot of people that claim to be Christians, and they say they know the gospel, but they still live in and of the world. And that's impossible, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And they follow me.
And they won't follow another.
Yeah, and they don't follow the world. And so coming here to watch the Beach Boys and to fill your life with frivolity and entertainment, that's not of the kingdom of God. In fact, the wrath of God is coming for that.
We didn't come here for the music. We came here for the rides for our son.
Well, but entertainment. Are we to? If you're saying you do this in Zephyr Hills, what did Jesus and Paul and Peter and John the Baptist do every day of their lives?
Like besides pray, besides fasting?
They did like five things. They worked, they slept and rest, they preached, they fellowshiped, they studied the word. Did they ever go into the Roman world that was known at that time and entertain themselves in the carnality, rides and all this? They wouldn't be part of this.
It's not a sin.
They wouldn't be part of this. This is fleshly entertainment. We're supposed to. When do we ever lay down? This is my wife. When do I lay down my commitment to my wife to go into the world and just do something different? We're in a blood covenant. Or excuse me, we're in a covenant.
No. It's a blood covenant.
Marriage isn't a blood covenant.
It is a blood covenant. That's why the woman's supposed to be a virgin.
Yeah. But technically, it's a covenant that God made, but we're in a blood covenant with Jesus. When do we lay the blood covenant down to go, I'm going to go be like the world? See, that's where I would call you out. You're wearing a shirt that says, El Sasquatcho.
Yeah, the Sasquatch. She's wearing the magic one now.
What is that?
It's the Mexican Sasquatch.
Mexican. Are you guys married?
Yes.
Okay. What is a Mexican Sasquatch? Okay. So I have a question. So you go out and you preach the gospel. You say.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So does the Bible teach us that our whole lives are transformed when we come to Christ? Like when you're married, your whole life transformed.
The person's transformed, and then there's the renewing of the spirit. There's right. Cleaning of the Holy Spirit.
So does everything change? How you live, act, talk, dress? Did you know the Bible actually teaches us to dress not like the world? God dressed us in Genesis 3. And it never changed. He put us in tunic-like garments. And the Bible says, don't adorn yourself.
Okay.
Right? In 1 Peter 3. The Bible says men should preach with their heads uncovered. Women's heads should be covered.
Yeah, because he's your covering.
No, I'm not recovering. Yeah. Nope. Christ, it's a sign for angels. It's a veil covering, 1 Corinthians 11.
Genesis 6.
And it came to pass.
1 Corinthians 11. But let's go back to... Like I said, walking in holiness.
You don't let me speak. Genesis 6, the angels came down, and they did this incursion with woman, created giants. God floods the earth and says Noah was saved because he was perfect in his generations. Noah separated himself from the world, and he spent 120 years building an ark, having all the animals come, and that ark is what separated. But Noah still went out into the world.
He didn't live like the world. Noah didn't go and do entertainment and rides.
He preached.
You're not here preaching. You're here entertaining yourself. You're here. Is this your son?
Yeah, even Solomon.
You're here
said,
teaching him to compromise with the world,
no,
sir.
Even Solomon said, "There's time for everything underneath the sun. There's a time."
Time to sin?
What sin?
Time to feed our flesh?
It's not feeding the flesh, taking your kid on
that. Time to be of the world, to be a friend of the world. If you teach your son to like this, James 4:4, he's fond of the world, that makes him an enemy of God. James 4:4.
Fond of the world is to give into sin. And Job was a righteous man because he hated sin.
We're not drunkards.
None of that makes us righteous.
2 Thess 3, Paul says, avoid a brother who's lazy. Even one sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. This is worldliness. To not dress your temples biblical is worldliness. Okay, to not cover your head is worldliness. To be preaching from alternative books of the Bible would be sinful.
The Bible quotes Enoch specifically. Jude said, and Enoch also
The Bible, let me correct that. The Bible quotes something Enoch said. It doesn't quote the book of Enoch.
Jude wasn't there in the days.
It doesn't quote the book of Enoch. It quotes Enoch. There's a big difference. Later, somebody wrote a book called the book of Enoch. Should we take Bible truth serious from a man with a Sasquatch on his temple?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the Bible say you're supposed to adorn your temple?
I think you're taking that out of context.
Out of context?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. I think it's foolishness and sin.
To not dress like you dress?
To not dress like the way God dressed us and to come into the world and entertain ourselves for flesh and food and frivolity when the Bible says your neighbors are dying, going to hell, and you're here partaking of what they're partaking of.
David had dinners. Solomon had dinners. Yeah. This is not biblical.
Solomon had what?
Solomon had dinners. Solomon had festivals. David had festivals.
You're comparing the people of God to the Beach Boys?
I didn't come here for
you. Can't be serious, sir.
The Beach Boys.
The Bible says avoid all appearance of evil.
Modern music is witchcraft.
The Bible says avoid all appearance of evil.
What appearance is evil to right or right, man?
Sir, to be idle and to not preach the gospel. They go and they preach the gospel, he said, sometimes. Sometimes. So there's a time, brother. Here, he's teaching his son something. I'll teach my young brother. There's never a time to lay down your faith to go and be worldly and carnal and take a vacation from it like this. And they're deceiving their young son into thinking that you can take the day off, don't serve Christ in holiness and righteousness. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12, 14. But in sin. In sin. In sin and worldliness.
God and your love, sir. I just hope that you're loving.
You know what?
I'm hoping that you're being loved.
You know what? Love is never used for evangelism. The whole book of Acts, the most evangelistic book in the Bible, how many times does it use the word love? How many times does the book of Acts use the word love? How many times does the book of Acts use the word love? The book of Acts uses the word love zero. You know what it uses? Repent and obey. Love was never used for evangelism in the scriptures. There's only three scriptures. There's only three scriptures that talk about God loving the world. All the rest of the scriptures say repent, obey, come out of the world, seek the kingdom in righteousness and truth. So we're just going to keep preaching the gospel here. We're going to keep preaching the gospel. The book of Acts never uses the word love. The book of Acts says repent and seek the kingdom of God. Turn from your sin. To use the love for evangelism is wicked and sinful. So we got worldly Christians claiming they can be of God, lay down their life today and be of the world. Tomorrow they'll pick it up and they'll be holy. No, the Bible says be holy in all of your conduct. The Bible says walk in righteousness at all times. The Bible says seek the kingdom of God. You're not seeking the kingdom of God at Strawberry Festival. You're not seeking the kingdom of God as you live like the world. Turn and repent, neighbors. Jesus didn't die so you could live worldly, carnal lives.